point of what's going on here today is the Center for Bioethical Reform has been invited in by the Students for Life student group of Oakland University, and we're presenting on a display a comparison where we say that there is a comparison to be made between historical genocides and abortion.
It's offensive for them to compare a medical procedure that individuals get to genocide, which is the widespread elimination of a group of people.
No one's trying to offend anyone. If history offends them, I agree. The Holocaust is extremely offensive. This is terrible. Terrible acts. I'm offended by abortion. So just as much as they're offended by the Holocaust, I'm offended by the 57 million babies that have been aborted.
But I don't like the fact that they're, like, comparing abortion to genocide, because I don't feel it's right. So, like, I don't think they understand what the term genocide really means. So I feel like it's just really bad.
So by our definition of genocide and the genocide definition that's accepted in our society, it's the UN General Assembly Resolution of 96, says that genocide is the denial of the right of existence of entire human groups, as homicide is the denial of the right to live of individual human beings. It also stated that genocide is a crime, whether committed on religious, racial, political, or any other grounds.
Well, I just feel like nobody's really going to change their mind on it. You know, it's kind of a, what you think isn't going to change.
Uh-huh.
Kind of half and half for everybody.
Do you think it's a positive thing that this is here, or a negative thing?
Well, it's good to raise awareness and have people see the different sides, so I guess it's positive.
I think it's a good thing. It's necessary. We should be talking about, you know, important issues in society, and it's good to have both sides listening to one another and having a conversation.
I don't want to offend my pro-choice friends by saying I'm pro-life. I don't want to offend my pro-life friend by saying I'm pro-choice. You know, it's a very divisive issue, so, you know, it's kind of hard for me to take a final position.
Well, I'm more pro-choice, but I don't, just because I don't necessarily agree with the way they're displaying it and comparing it to genocide, and comparing it to the Holocaust and things like that. Like, that's wrong and not appropriate at all.
We noticed in historical genocides that first, the victim of that social injustice is dehumanized. So we have two situations of genocide that we show, and we cite how the victims of that genocide were dehumanized with different language, different words.
So people say that the unborn cannot be considered a group of people that could have being compared to a genocide because they're not a certain racial group, they're not a certain political group, they're not a certain cultural group or religious group. But what we're saying is what makes them a distinct group of people that are discriminated against is because they are unborn, and because they are unborn, they are different than you and I. They have different size, environment, level of development, and degree of dependency. So they are different than born human beings, but the unborn are still human beings.